Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottie along with Charlie Long handling everything behind the scenes in studio. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our Bet 365 triple option a little after 5:20. It'll be our Inside the NFL Draft segment brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. Charlie, last night, the WNBA draft, and for the first time ever, over a million viewers. Matter of fact, 2.4 million viewers for the WNBA draft. And certainly Caitlin Clark being involved, Angel Reese being involved, so many familiar names selected and the intrigue there. But that this had never drawn more than a million viewers, and more than double that now, 2.4 million viewers for the WNBA draft. Compare that for the Major League Baseball draft last year, and we all had an interest because of those two real early selections from LSU. They drew 744,000 people to watch. NHL draft, 681. The NBA draft, which was carried on ABC and ESPN, 3.7. Man, they WNBA and women's basketball live in large now. Really, really, they live in large.
Yeah, well, now you got the star power, Mike, and we'll see if the viewership increases for the WNBA. I have to imagine it does. Caitlin Clark going, obviously, number one to the Indiana Fever. The season tickets completely sold out for that first game of the season with Caitlin Clark's debut already, and the season's still months away. So, yeah, I mean, it's the excitement's now there, the star power's now there, and we'll see how high these new stars from college basketball, women's college basketball, can take the WNBA.
Man, I was teasing Ryan Horvat, who was a regular on our show. He still comes on now and then, but he's involved with BetMGM. Man, he's trying to hide. He's always been a Packers fan, but he does a lot of shows out of Chicago. So, you know, I see Angel Reese heads to Chicago, and so does Camila Cardoso. Also in Chicago, Reese Witherspoon, the coach there now. And so, man, he was trying to hide last night that, you know, come on, he ain't no Chicago fan, but Chicago might be living large because in 9 days, the NFL draft, and what happens there? You have the first pick and the ninth pick in the draft with the Bears, where you can get better real quickly with those selections. And so Chicago now sort of in the spotlight, and to get two star players like Angel Reese and Cardoso in one draft is really, really good. And you got a heck of a coach there in Reese. I think she'll do a fine job. She would do a tremendous job, Wish Witherspoon.
Someone made the post NFL that draft. Cardoza and Reese is like the WNBA version of Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis, who we're so familiar with down here.
I saw that. That was pretty good.
That was a fun one for
sure. Want to tell everybody it's 6:30 tonight right here on the Big 870 WWL. LSU baseball is to play the UNO Privateers. And, Charlie, man, it's been a mess with LSU. And, again, it sort of repeat the same thing. They get people on base, can't drive them in. And this baseball team now is really treading water.
I don't even think they're treading water, Mike. I think treading water would have been like 6-9 or 7-8. We knew those first 15 games would be tough. We knew that it was a front-loaded schedule against some really elite teams in the SEC.
We didn't think it'd be this bad.
I don't think anyone expected 3-12, Mike. You get swept twice. You still haven't won a series in conference play. It is not a good start at all. So right now, with your record, 3-12, you got to remember that 12 teams make Hoover. 12 teams make the SEC tournament. So right now, LSU would be out of that number. So how do they get back into it? It's got to start this weekend. They play 5-10 Missouri at Missouri, a pretty frisky team, I would say. I don't think a lot of people expected them to have 5 wins this early in the first 15 games of conference play. I think most folks expected that they would be the clear-cut worst team in the conference, but they came off a sweep against Florida, and then they lost 2-3 against Georgia, but they were close in every game. So that is a frisky little Missouri team. As I said, you're 3-12 right now. We talked to some D1 baseball guys. The road to 13 wins is ridiculous. The road to 14 wins is even worse. And 14 wins in conference play basically seals you a ticket, in the SEC at least, to the postseason. So how do you get there? You have to go 11-4 over the next 15 games. And I'm not saying LSU will do that, but I am saying that you got to look at who they're playing as well. You're at 5-10 Missouri. You come home against 2-13 Auburn. And then you host the best team in the country, 11-4 Texas A&M, who's number one in D1 baseball's most recent polls. You go 2-6-9 Alabama, and then you come home and host 5-10 Ole Miss. It is definitely an easier second half of the SEC schedule. But you have to start sweeping teams, Mike. Over the next 2 weeks against Missouri and Auburn, 6-0. 6-0, if not 5-1. Anything worse than that, you have to come away with one sweep there and 2-3 from the other one. Anything worse than 5-1, and I just don't see it being possible to get to that 13-14 win mark in SEC play. I mean, maybe if you're realistically looking at this, 11 wins kind of makes sense, maybe 10. And that might get you to Hoover, but, Mike, no further unless you win the SEC tournament.
Well, my thing, Charlie, is if I'm Missouri or Auburn or Alabama, am I not saying the same thing about LSU? They don't intimidate me.
No, not at all.
Yeah, not at this stage, they don't intimidate me. So I get it where you're going with this about the schedule sort of lightens up. But, you know, if you're not playing well, you're going to lose to middle-of-the-road or bad teams too.
Look, I'm not saying LSU's going to make a run. Yeah. I'm just saying that's the path.
Yeah, it's the only
way. When you've dug yourself this type of hole and you were 3-12 in the first 15 games of conference play, I think I saw that this is the first time they've lost their first 5 SEC series since like 1977. So this is unprecedented territory for LSU baseball. There is a path.
I was still in high school in 1977.
Well, there you go. There is a path to get to 13-14 wins in conference play. It is just unbelievably difficult. So, once again, it has to start this weekend against Missouri. You have to go to Mizzou and sweep that team. And, you know, LSU still hasn't won a series, so that's asking a lot. After that, against Auburn, same thing. Got to sweep them, if not win 2-3. Versus Texas A&M, you have to find a way not only to not get swept, but maybe win 2-3 against that team. So my whole point of saying this, Mike, is they've dug themselves such a deep hole early on with this 3-12 start. It's not realistic to expect this team to be a postseason team at this point until they prove us wrong, until they prove differently that they can win an SEC series, that they can sweep an SEC opponent. It's like you're asking for baby steps, but you're running out of time. There's 5 weeks left of the conference season. You have a lot of ground to make up at 3-12, not only just to make the postseason, but to make it to Hoover. You're 2 games back right now of Ole Miss and Missouri. Like, you might not make the SEC tournament, much less the NCAA tournament. And, Mike, if you were going to tell me that 5 weeks ago, I would have called you nuts.
Never believed it.
So, once again, that's what I'm trying to say. Kendall Rogers came on here, the managing editor of D1Baseball.com, and said 14 wins in the SEC gets you a postseason appearance effectively. 13, you're kind of on the bubble. So to get to that 13-win mark, they have to somehow go 10-5 after this 3-12 start. I don't know, Mike. I don't know if I see it.
And baseball is a bit of a funky sport, okay, where you can get streaky. But, man, LSU's streaky but on the negative side right now.
Yeah.
And that's the worst part, because once you get into that rut, it's hard to get out. What you said is absolutely correct. They have dug themselves a hole that is monumental to get out.
It's almost impossible, Mike, based off of week to week in the SEC, how difficult these opponents are. I mean, you're playing the bottom-tier squads of the SEC with Missouri, Auburn, Ole Miss, Alabama. I mean, Alabama just took 2 or 3 from Arkansas. So yeah. Any team could beat any team in the SEC, and I'm not trying to overlook Missouri or Auburn or anything like that. I'm just saying if LSU wants to get back into the Hoover conversation, much less the postseason pitcher, you have to pick up wins immediately because that hole is so deep from those first 5 weeks of conference play.
Charlie, was crazy is, as advertised before the season, Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Florida.
Well, Florida,
Texas A&M.
Florida's
Tennessee. Those teams, they've played as advertised. LSU has not.
And LSU's not the only one either. If you're looking at like the preseason polls, like TCU has fallen off really hard. They haven't played well in Big 12 play. I mean, Wake Forest is similar. They've started to kind of heat up a little bit, but that was the preseason number one team, and they haven't been that good
this
year.
It was them or Arkansas. It was one of the two.
Yeah, and I mean, LSU was a preseason top three team as well, and they've gone 3-12 in conference play. So, I mean, there's been so many issues with this team. We've talked about their lack of clutch hitting. Their bullpen issues have been awful. Like, the pitching depth that we saw early on just has not been there. They have so many problems that they have to correct, and they have to correct now, because you're entering the easier part of your conference schedule, and this is where you were supposed to make hay in the first place, but you made no hay in the first half. You didn't win a single series. You're 3-12. You have to figure out how to start sweeping some opponents, or else you're going to be buried and you're not even going to make it to Hoover.
Charlie, it was a tough ride and an unexpected one. We knew it would be different from last year, but we didn't think it would be like this. No one did. Man, we've talked to people like Ben McDonald, Todd Walker, Scott Sanders, people who have played in the majors, cover the college game so closely. All of them thought this team would head back to Omaha. They didn't say win it, but at least head back to Omaha. Man, if you go into Omaha, you're buying tickets.
Yeah,
to
I'm
watch
looking
somebody.
At a text that we got from a listener. It said 95-58. No hosting a regional this year for LSU. They're harder to watch than the LSU basketball team. Yeah, regional hosting's out of the question at this point. Yeah, you're just hoping to make regionals. You're hoping to make the postseason. And to do that, you have to get red hot. And, Mike, you mentioned it that baseball is a funny game. Like, teams can get hot.
It is funky, man. It is funky.
Like, teams can get hot and go on a roll. But LSU, like, they're in such that deep hole that we've mentioned multiple times in this first segment that, I mean, they got to get hot now.
Do you have a big enough shovel to get your way out? That's the big question mark.
Yep.
We'll be back with our Inside the NFL Draft segment. It's brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's come on. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottie along with Charlie Long in studio. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our Bet 365 triple option feature. And our Inside the NFL Draft is brought to you daily by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. Charlie, you and I came up with this this afternoon about the segment today, and my top 72 or 73, I think it's 73 because I added Spencer Rattler. He was 73. It's going to come out. I'd send it to Steve and Jeff, and so they'll have it online. If it's not tonight, it'll be sometime tomorrow. And in my top 73, there are going to be 14 wide receivers and 11 offensive tackles.
Jeez.
In the top 72, and 26 out of my top 40 players on the offensive side of football. It goes to show you how much the lean is in this draft class, and it always has, you know, that sort of coming and going. It's like the stock market. It kind of has the rise up and down. But when you got 26 out of the top 40 players on offense, it goes to show you how offensive-oriented this draft is. I don't think in the modern-day era they've had more than 19 first-round picks on offense. In this draft class, you're going to have more than 19.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at history in next week, Mike. To your point about those top 72 prospects, that 25 of them are either receivers or offensive tackles, Mike, that's over a third. That is 34.7% of those top 72 picks from two positions, receiver and offensive tackle. So I guess we'll start breaking it down.
So we see it, how this has moved from when I first started. People said, what's the biggest change? You know what it was? It was a running back-oriented world. It was the running game. Today, it's about the pitch and catch. Now, you do have to have a running game, because if not, you stuck in neutral, and the Saints are in that spot right now. They got to get a running game going, but you see the big difference now that the top athletes now are playing wide receiver, and it's also filtered into the tight end position. And I think we're going to see that move also a little bit, in that more and more tight ends get selected high. We had a great tight end draft last year. I think it's good this year. But it's not like anything like it was last year. But so many of those players now are either playing wide receiver or tight end. They're not an outside linebacker or defensive end anymore.
And you're looking at those top 15 prospects on your big board, Mike. Seven of them are either wide receiver or tackle. Like, we know those top three receivers off the board. It's actually eight, including Joe Alt. Those top three receivers off the board with Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze. And then a little further down the line, you have Brian Thomas Jr. as your fourth guy at pick overall 18 on the big board. You're looking at offensive line, Joe Alt, your fifth guy on the big board. And then three straight guys from 10 to 12 with Olu Fashanu, Talisa Fuanga, J.C. Latham, a little bit further down, Troy Fatanu. Like, all of these names that are going to go in the top half of the draft. Like, the top 15 picks is going to be about eight guys, either wide receivers or offensive tackles.
Yeah, at least Alt and Latham break the F.
Yeah, right. Fashanu, Fuanga, Fautanu.
They sort of break the F portion of it, and then it won't be too much longer that, you know, you're going to see people like, who takes a shot at Amarius Mims?
Yeah.
Because he is such, I mean, he's built for the position. He really is. But he's only started eight games. He's hurt a lot. Goes to the combine, then he pulls up lame. A guy like Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. Graham Barton's a guy that's so interesting to me, and he may go higher than where I have him put. I got him 26th. He may go higher than that because of the fact he's a multi-position offensive lineman. He has started 3 years at left tackle. As a true freshman, he started seven games at center. Some people think his best shot is at guard, that he would be a perfect guard. Jackson Powers Johnson, who is a really good offensive center, from Oregon, and then Jordan Morgan if there's a big run on offensive tackles, Jordan Morgan from Arizona may end up being a first-round pick, despite the fact he's got a second-round pick grade.
Out of those top 32 prospects on your big board, Mike, I'm only counting 11 defensive players. So, as you mentioned, we're going to see a record number of offensive players taken on Thursday in the first round of the draft. And just so many, like, solid offensive linemen, receivers off the board. Like, those are the two positions of strength. As we mentioned, 25 of your top 72 are either receivers or offensive tackles. And, I mean, so many of these guys, like, I don't want to call them can't-miss prospects, but almost every year when you're drafting a receiver or an offensive tackle in the first round, there's always a guy or two that bust every single year at those positions because they are a little bit volatile and situation does in fact matter. But if you're looking at like the top 10 of this class, Mike, where you're only seeing one defensive player, all these other offensive players, I mean, I don't want to call them safe picks necessarily because I think there is a little bit of question marks about some of the quarterbacks there, but Marvin Harrison Jr. has got to be one of the better, you know, receiver prospects in the last few years.
You think about Malik.
Yeah, Malik
Bowers
is right up there as well.
At tight end.
Brock Bowers is going to be the highest drafted tight end since Kyle Pitts in all likelihood a couple years back. But then all these tackles are going to go in those early teens is like Olufashanu, Fuanga, Latham. I mean, it's just so offensive heavy. It's really impressive.
Charlie, the other thing, too, is I think in the second and into the third round, where I think you're going to see a run on cover cornerbacks. I think Quinyon Mitchell has overtaken Terrion Arnold as the top corner. But it's not by much. I mean, it's not by much. Those two guys have kind of fought it out tooth and nail. And then the speedster, Nate Wiggins, from Clemson, who I really like. He's all of 173 pounds.
Yep.
That may be the negative part of it. And how people look at Cooper DeJean from Iowa, because what I see on tape is great athlete. Guy, his straight line speed is really good. Tough in run support. He's got good ball skills. But he's a bit rigid in his turn and move downfield skills, his ability to turn and run with the receiver. He's a little bit rigid there. Is he better off at the free safety position or as today, that big nickel corner? But, you know, we're talking about all those guys going in round one, and then people like Kool-Aid McKistry from Alabama, Mike Sandstrom, we talked about from Michigan. I think it's a guy that's going to go a lot higher than some people might think. Enos Rakestraw Jr. from Missouri. TJ Tampa from Iowa State, a really huge corner. Kamari Lassiter from Georgia. Then Andrew Phillips from Kentucky. Max Melton, also a really good football player from Rutgers. So you're going to see that run also, too, in the second and into the mid part of round three. At one position defensively, cornerback.
I think it's also going to be interesting to see what happens with the receiver position as well, Mike, because I do think that you have about 9 offensive linemen going in that first round. What happens to the receivers at that point? How many of them get pushed into the second round?
I think a few.
I would think so as well. How many, you know, GMs and just teams in general see, okay, I want to get this top line tackle secured now, and then I'll be able to find a really solid receiver in the second round. I think it's going to push some of those guys down. If you're looking at the top 4 receiver prospects, I think it's almost kind of set in stone. Like after Brian Thomas Jr., it kind of becomes a question. You're looking at, obviously, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze, all those guys are top 10 picks, those 3 receivers. After that, Brian Thomas Jr. will probably go in the teens, maybe even late teens, maybe possibly falling into the early 20s, but that's even stretching it a little bit, Mike. After that point, it becomes a little bit of a toss-up. Like, A.D. Mitchell from Texas is a really popular prospect that's been getting a lot of buzz. He's probably the 5th guy off the board. But then there's other guys like Troy Franklin and Keon Coleman and even Xavier Worthy getting into that conversation as well.
And Ladd.
McConkey, yeah, of course,
from Georgia. Mm-hmm. Troy Franklin's an interesting guy because I think in another draft class, he ain't getting out of round one. But this loaded wide receiver draft class, he may not get in there.
Here's my question for you, Mike, because last year, you know, the top guys were Quentin Johnson and Zay Flowers, and like they all went in the early 20s. There was a run on them. If you're looking at last year's receiver class and comparing it to this one, where does the top receiver taken from last year rank in this class?
He ain't going to be 1, 2, or 3.
I don't think he's even 4.
His challenge would be Brian Thomas. I'm just telling you, he would not be able to challenge Marvin Harrison Jr. He would not be challenging Malik Nabers. He would not be challenging Rome. He wouldn't be. The challenge would be Brian Thomas Jr.
There's elite offensive talent, especially at the top of this draft, Mike. The first round, as you mentioned, could see 22-ish or so picks taken on the offensive side of the ball out of 32. I mean,
that goes to show you how the game has changed a little bit and how much you are putting, because I always believe, you and I talked about this before, kind of doubling down. If you have a need position and it's a loaded draft class, okay, not only pick one, but come back and pick another one at the same spot a little bit later on. That's why it's a deep class. And I think last year we saw Buffalo, who's got a tight end in Knox, they used a first-round pick on a tight end. The Packers picked two tight ends back-to-back.
Yes, they did.
And there was that draft class. So it is part of what you see trending today and how the game is starting to change a little bit. So many of the really good athletes now playing at wideout, and the bigger guys who may have played as a stand-up outside linebacker or defensive end, they play in tight end today. I want to catch the ball. I don't want to play on defense. And it's going to change the thought process on how you look at tight ends. It's going to change it dramatically, because now tight ends are becoming a bigger part of the offense. And a lot of those tight ends today that dominate the league, they weren't first-round pick guys.
No.
They were second, third, fourth-round pick guys. But I think that's going to start to change a little bit now, because now you have the athletes that would have been playing outside on defense, either as an edge rusher or an outside linebacker. Now they play in tight end. Man, I want to catch the ball. I go to all these camps and involve with them, every one of them. I'm not crazy about playing on defense. I want to catch the ball. You 6'4 and you 220 pounds? No. I don't want to play defense. I want to catch the ball.
My last point on this, Mike, before we move on, is that only one of your top 12 players on the big board is a defensive player. That's Dallas Turner from Alabama. Every single other quarterback, wide receiver, quarterback, offensive tackle, wide receiver, tight end, and then Dallas Turner, offensive tackle. One of the top 12 is a defensive player.
Okay, and think about, Dallas Turner, when he came out, he was a super highly recruited guy. Who's my number two defensive player?
Jared Verse.
Okay, and who's three?
Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. How about that?
Jared Verse started at Albany State. That's where he started at, as a tight end. And he grew out of that position. How many people, major colleges offered Quinyon Mitchell? Okay. It goes to show this isn't always like you might think it is.
It's not a science, Mike. No,
what? Bill Walsh told me this years ago before he passed away. God bless him. He's like, Mike, you know what the draft is? Educated guess. He is absolutely right. That's how Inside the NFL Draft feature is brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. We'll be back with Bet365 triple option feature right after this break. We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. It's our Bet365 triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, I'll throw it to you first.
Another shout out to the ladies. The WNBA draft last night, gentlemen. In 2022, ratings were at 403,000. 2023, 572,000. And last night, 2,450,000 viewers watching the WNBA draft. I got to admit, when I got out of here, I was in that number as well. Anxious to see where Angel Reese ended up, going seventh overall to Chicago. And you know what the funny thing about sports too, gentlemen? She's going to be teamed up now with Camila Cardoso from South Carolina, who they got into it so much on the court going back and forth. They hated each other.
Now they're tag team champs.
Right, now they're teammates. So it's just funny how things in sports end up working out. College bitter rivals now turn into teammates on the Chicago Sky. Anxious to see what happens there. And obviously we know there's no surprise at all that Caitlin Clark, she ends up number one overall to Indiana. Can't wait to see what now she does in the pros and if maybe someone like her can help elevate the WNBA game.
And Charlie, I thought about you last night. I saw those foreign players, from France and all going in the draft in WNBA.
It's going to be the same thing with the NBA
draft
again.
And it sort of mimics the NBA.
I think three of the top five or six prospects in this upcoming NBA draft are once again from overseas. Yeah. Like, I mean, you saw the impact that Wemby had in his rookie season. He's going to be the runaway rookie of the year. He was outstanding, but he's a French prospect. I mean, you look at, obviously, Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic, all these guys from across the pond. And so in Eastern Europe and all these different countries. So basketball really is growing as a global sport, and that's really fun to see. Staying in basketball, guys, my triple option feature for tonight, Zion Williamson. We just talked with Ryan Ward, the reporter for Lakers Nation, last hour, and he kind of highlighted Zion as the key piece for the Pelicans tonight. I saw this on Propel's Talk Twitter page. Zion versus the Lakers this season in those four games has a minus 59 plus minus this season, guys. The worst of any opponent in a single season of his NBA career. Zion needs to step up. I mean, there's no other way you can kind of skirt around it. In the postseason basketball, players win series, they win games. You need Zion to get out there and step up tonight. The 4 points that he had in the first half against the Lakers on Sunday did not cut it. It was a big reason. He said even post-game that he was too passive with the ball. Like, you need to see an aggressive Zion for the Pelicans to have a shot tonight. If he gets off to a hot start and he's getting, you know, guys in foul trouble, Anthony Davis, LeBron even, whoever's on him, like, that's a huge key for the Pelicans tonight, because if he gets going, it opens up a little bit of space for their shooters like Trey Murphy, CJ McCollum, Herb Jones, knocking down those outside shots. It's kind of like a take-and-give situation, but he's got to be the one facilitating. He's got to be – I'm not necessarily saying we need to see point Zion tonight. We just need to see an aggressive Zion, and this is his first postseason action with the Pelicans. It's got to be a show-out game for him.
Guys, I think one of the things that we'll see in the NFL draft, and this is sort of a ripple effect, is – this offseason, eight interior defensive linemen got paid big money. And I'm talking about they won Powerball money. None of this lottery stuff. It's Powerball money. And what that does to the draft stock of guys like Byron Murphy II, you think about Johnny Newton coming off the Jones foot injury from Illinois. I think both are going round one. But who it may really affect is Braden Fisk, the defensive tackle from Florida State. And I do think that there is a little bit of a ripple now is, man, look, all this money we're paying interior defensive linemen. It's just not the edge rushers anymore. It's the interior guys. I think those defensive tackles may get picked higher than I think we all think because of the fact of the money part, where I can get them to play on basically minimum wage NFL style, you know, for the next 3 to 4 years. I don't have to pay them all that money. But if you look out the money that's been divvied out for interior defensive linemen, that has been a huge jump from what we've seen in years past, where they would pay the pass rushers, the edge guys, not necessarily the interior defensive linemen. Now they're paying the interior guys too. And I think that'll help Murphy. That'll help Johnny Newton. And certainly, I think, Braden Fisk from Florida State. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break. We're finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870. 6:30 tonight, we'll have LSU baseball as they play the UNO Privateers. 6:10, Jeff Nowak, who is at the SKC right now, will be giving us an update on Pelicans, Lakers. We've talked about it for so much during the program at 6:30. We've had some texters ask us about where we'll be on location, so I'll repeat it. Thursday night, Las Cruces Tex-Mex Restaurant in Metairie will be there Thursday night. Me and Steve will start it off, and then Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister will join us because they do the pre-draft show. And Friday night we'll be at Hooters in Metairie on Veterans. And then Saturday we'll be at Rouse's Markets on Power Boulevard. And Monday night, Deuce and I will be at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Mississippi. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this news break.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.